The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views of the show's host and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the management, owners, or staff of this radio station. And now, it came from the radio.
Again, so we came from the radio, the official show of the Big Apple Con. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. We are live in front of a studio audience, our very first live studio audience show.
When we say studio audience, big noise.
Come on, there you go. We are at the East Meadows Public Library for our first of many live audience shows.
Right. We don't want people thinking that we're lying, that there isn't a studio audience.
Yes, there is a studio audience here, and we actually have a raffle, and there's going to be somebody in the audience is actually going to win something. So while you're listening on there, you go. The audience is happy.
You know what we need? We need an applause button.
Oh! All right, I'll bring
we
a
need,
sign
as
next
we
time.
Do the I'll show right sign. Now. As we do the show right now, we need to have like a list and just start writing
things stuff down. What we need for next time.
So number one, mic stands.
Okay, mic stands and an applause sign.
And number two, applause sign. In all honesty, I can don't worry to the staff. I can handle mic stands. I have a bunch of wire hangers at home that I can just like twist up and turn into a mic stand. I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
So the person I've been bantering with is our very own Pronto Comics, Dominic Sperano. Say hi, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
And I also have our senior correspondent, Charlie Saladino, with us.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah. There we go.
See? Live studio audience.
And we have our very special guest with us today, Saida Thompson from Twitch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
It was overwhelming for a minute. It's Twitch Productions.
Twitch Productions, yes. And you are like the super VIP person in charge. What's your official title?
I would like to, you know, be that, but I'm not. I'm actually, I am one of the minions for Twitch Productions. I am an assistant, one of many, to Elsie Ginsberg, who is the amazing mind behind Twitch Productions with Adam Ginsberg as well. We all are really honored to be a part of these amazing events that are put on by the production company. The one that we're here to speak of today is Bizarre Haunted Flea Market.
Yes.
Which will be happening
Keep on going. It's a live show.
It always happens. December 9th and 10th, we are going to be having the Bizarre Haunted Flea Market. It's actually a holiday-themed flea market.
Holiday-themed flea market.
We had one in March, the Bizarre Haunted Flea Market in March, that was absolutely an amazing event. It was jam-packed, and it was beyond anyone's expectations, but the variety of the vendors and the patronage to the venue was huge. Like, it just, I remember being at the front desk and not sitting for hours just because we had so many people coming in. It was just so well-run and so beautiful.
So, yes, Dominic has something. Before I get to my spiel,
I was just going to say, like, not sitting 4 hours reminds me of a very recent Comic-Con.
Yes.
Very recent Comic-Con. Also, I'd just say, she said the word patronage.
Right.
I think that's a good segue.
That's the segue. Charlie, going to do Mr. Segway? Come on, Charlie, here we go.
Anyway,
Mr. Segway.
Mr. Segway.
Thank you very much.
I was working this event, oh, my God, you could check it out. It was fabulous. You could check it out on our Facebook page and our albums. It was the Haunted Bizarre Flea Market.
The Bizarre Haunted Flea Market. I always get that mixed up, too, so it's all good.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. The vendors, the people, it was amazing. Check it out.
All right, so for people listening to us, that's who we're going to be talking with, to, and about. And it's a good thing because she's here. That's awesome.
Well, it helps when the guests are in studio.
Right.
But first, or in this case, speaking hall.
But first, I have to take it with the news.
Who's got money? Who's died? I didn't get to the news.
And yes, we have news, and also we have a Patreon account, so I want to mention that. So people who want to donate for us, to holler for a dollar, shout out for a dollar. So we have people who join the Patreons, and we want to give a shout out to Danny Gerlo, Two Sentence Horror, KJ Murphy, and Ryan McDonald for donating and becoming a Patreon for us. If you want to be a Patreon, go to www.patreon.com.
Keep them dollars coming.
It came from the radio. And we also have other different levels.
Are you going to go through the tiers?
I am going to do it. So we have Prince. We have Prince of
Prince
my
Prince is dead.
Prince.
With a T?
With a T.
Oh, that's
Prince.
A different thing.
Of my unofficial mascot, Sunburst. We also have stickers. And we have the...
Wait, hold on. Why is Sunburst our unofficial mascot?
Well, she's the official unofficial mascot.
Why don't you just say she's the official mascot?
Okay, she is now the official mascot. She has just been upgraded to being the official mascot.
Considering it's your show and
my character,
your character.
It's now the official, okay.
Who's the one that's keeping this from happening?
I blame the staff. It's the staff, that's the problem.
Why'd you run away, Charlie?
Charlie just left. Charlie's enjoying the show. So let me finish the spiel for the Patreon. So we also have what I like to call the special, was it $10,000? Was it $10,000?
$10,000. Remember, $10,000 a month.
Yes, so you get an evening with Dominic Sperano from Pronto Comics. If you give
That's
us $10,000
right.
on our Patreon account a
month. $10,000 gets you a good, 12 hours with this guy right
yes.
here.
Yes, there's no sex. It's not a date.
It's only a date if it's a lady and she's very attractive.
But he'll take you all on the town. It's actually on the Patreon. If you go look on the Patreon account, it is there. $10,000. I put it on there.
We can do a lot of damage at Chick-fil-A for $10,000, let me tell you.
And he will take you to all the comic book stores and give you free Pronto Comics, right? You get some free Pronto Comics.
Free Pronto Comics. He'll take you to all the best comic book stores in Manhattan and all the best dive bars as well.
And then on top of that, you still get the shout-out.
Of course you get a shout-out.
Yeah, $10,000.
You might not want it after this, but you'll get the shout-out.
Yeah, so make sure you go to our Patreon account.
We need to add in a $20,000 option, an evening with Charlie Saladino.
Charlie, you gonna do that $20,000?
$10,000?
No, $20,000. $20,000 for you. You're the secret correspondent.
I'm thinking $1 million.
So yeah, so make sure you join our Patreon.
You know, it's interesting. We're back where the concept of the $10,000 tier came from.
It's now low.
Well, no. We came up with the $10,000 tier
yes.
at East Meadow Public Library.
That's right. We did.
Right.
We did at the MCON.
Because we were talking about mobsters and how, they know that $10,000 is the magic number to fix a ball game.
Right. Yes, yes.
So we're like $10,000.
But we're going to...
But for
yes.
$10,000,
yes.
I will actually... wear one of those shirts.
Really?
It came from the radio shirts.
All right, awesome.
For $10,000.
But we got to do
that. That means he's got to get you the shirt first.
We have to do the news. The news brought to you in part by the fine folks at the Big Apple Con, which we are the official radio show celebrating over 20 years of pop culture and comic book stuff. For more information, go to their website, www.bigapplecc.com.
They should also go to our website, though.
Well, yeah, but that's at the end of the show. So, from the Just Happened department, a bizarre scene unfolded in Times Square on Tuesday, the 10th of October, between just before 3 p.m. It turns out that there was a guy who appears to be intoxicated. He entered the Midtown Comics.
That makes this just even better.
And apparently he tried to steal some items, to shoplift some comic books. And when he was confronted with that, he decided to run and jump out of the two-story floor window.
Can I just cut to probably the end of the story? That it wasn't exactly what he thought it was going to be like. Like when he got cut to ribbons, it somehow wasn't as cool as Ben Affleck.
So, yeah.
The man had a plan. I'll jump out the window.
So witnesses say he definitely jumped. Broke through the window. If you look, there is no way someone's going to sit there and just kindly break that big window. He jumped.
I mean, if you pay me $10,000 in our evening with me, I will gladly go to Midtown Comics
and jump through the window.
No, just sit there and break the window.
Oh,
I'm not jumping through the window, but I'll break the window.
Okay.
Because we'll have enough money to pay for the window.
Oh yeah, that's true.
See, there we go. I'm a thinker, folks.
So that's our news. So I can't believe somebody actually jumped out and survived. He survived. He's fine. He actually jumped through.
Well, he survived. How?
Well, I mean,
how does he look, though?
Well, he's nothing's broken. He survived, and nothing's
broken.
What's
cut?
I don't. No follow-up questions on the news.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, he had one fatal flaw in that plan. He didn't have the bat suit on.
Right.
Or any super suit. like Daredevil suit, anything.
Right.
You did it bare skinned. I'm going to run and jump through a window.
That's what happened.
This is not well thought of.
Saida finds that very entertaining.
I definitely do. I'm just picturing it all in my head.
Are you picturing the same thing as I am? Is that he does like that Superman like or superhero tuck in?
I kind of feel like that's what he did. I think he showed.
I don't think he
did
that.
No.
No. I mean, that's what I have in my head because that's what I've seen in TV and movies for years. In my head, I just see him running through like a berserker idiot, just smashing into the thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go like a little physics on you here. I'm thinking if he did that,
go ahead.
There's an awful lot of surface area. He would just splat against the window. I don't think there would be much breakage. So I'm thinking if he balled himself up, then he might actually be able to break, right?
Well, depends. Yeah. How thin's the window?
It is Midtown Comics, right?
It's Midtown Comics.
That really just makes it frustrating.
You really can't bring up this kind of topic, Mark,
there's
and
so
not
many
want us to,
that we
to
have.
Ponder this.
That's just how the news is. No follow-up question news. But so that's it for the news. So yeah.
Hey,
so yeah. So
see, I knew you didn't want to share your microphone. It's one mic for you and one mic for
well,
the three
I'm working.
Of us.
I just needed. I needed to work it around. So that's it for the news. We're gonna take our break, and we're we're gonna have a wrap at the end of the show. So. Well, we are giving away two tickets.
We got through the news without anyone dying.
One. Two sets of four. Good God. I think the audience is going to be very happy. So we have two sets of four. There's going to be a lot of happy people in this audience.
Put down on the list.
How happy is the audience going to be?
Happy sign.
Yeah!
Sir, that was like Eeyore just walked in, and it was like...
So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right
back. The audience is going to love the break.
We actually have a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Watch this.
Came from the radio.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone. This is Envoy Comic Distributors, the independent distributor for independent minds. We represent some of the finest small press and self-publishers out there today. To learn more about us and our publishers, search for Envoy Comic Distributors on Facebook. And shop for us online at envoy.storenv.com. That's ENVOY.STORENVY.com. Have a great day.
This is Quentin Flynn, a popular voice actor known for Axel, come on, and Raiden from the Metal Gear series. And you're listening to It Came From the Radio. Stick around.
One website to rule them all.
Geekcentric.org is a news site with the ambitious mission of being one directory for all things geek, sci-fi, fantasy, steampunk, conventions, gaming, and more. If you own a geek business, list it on Geekcentric. And we're looking for writers to contribute articles. Geekcentric.org, one website to inform them all. Check out our Kickstarter at kickstarter.geekcentric.org.
I'm Mike Kingston, the writer and creator of Headlocked.
And I am WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler. And guess what you're listening to? You're listening to It Came From the Radio!
Now, back to our show.
And we are back to It Came From Real, the official of the Big Up Con, your host Mark Torsen. Yes, Charlie, Charlie got something. Yes, Charlie.
You are so happy you got that right.
I am so happy.
Look at
you
that
do not
face.
Understand.
It's happy face.
This is coming from a person who knows nothing about technology, and I did that myself. I'm very proud of myself.
Everyone, slow clap. Slow clap. There you go.
Wow, awesome.
There you
so,
go.
So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are here with, and we're going to talk with, to, and about, the minion, Saeedah Thompson. In charge of Twitch Productions. She's a minion in charge of Twitch Productions, yes. And we're going to talk about the bizarre. The bizarre.
Wow.
Sir.
Wow.
I had it in the right order. I had it in the first time I had it in the right order. Give me a break.
That's like right up there with like the classic SNL Sabra's Price is Right kind of thing. That the bizarre. Welcome to the bizarre.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us, how did Twitch Productions form, if you have that information with you?
I actually don't have that information. I am fairly new to Twitch Productions. It doesn't seem that way, but I have only been around for the past 2 years, and I've enjoyed myself so much that I don't want to leave. They've tried to kick me out a few times, but it just doesn't work. I just hold on.
Wow.
I know.
That's not good.
I'm relentless.
You're not getting rid of me.
Nope. I just keep showing up and they keep giving me jobs. It works.
do they pay you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
No, they actually don't. It is pure love that we do it. It's just
that's even more impressive.
Yeah. It's a place that you want to be. So that's why I'm there.
Like Cheers.
Sort.
What Mark, we told
what,
you, you have
kind
to be careful
jobs?
With the guests.
What kind of jobs?
Well, everything, pretty much. We're all jack of all trades. We do setup. We do. we make sure the guests are happy, not in any strange way, but we organize the whole event.
This is a family show,
it
lady.
It is a family show. I'm so sorry. we help to organize.
I don't want to know where
event.
Your mind went to when he asked what kind of jobs.
This is a family
show. Family show.
Show.
That was a question from the audience.
Really?
Oh my God! Wait, yes, no, wait. Once what? I start laughing, it's really hard for me to stop. So we need. I'm gonna try to talk through this. we just organize the event. Anything that has to be done, it gets done. We just all chip in and we do it. And we have managed to pull off some amazing events. I know. That I originally started as a vendor and was just so impressed with the whole process, with the whole mood of each event that after that I really, honestly, I just kept sticking around. There's really nothing else that's keeping me there besides the love for what we do.
And the shackle they have to the...
the ball and chain, just ignore
chain,
that.
Yeah.
Ignore that totally. We do, you know, we have some really interesting opportunities for the Long Island community that haven't been here prior. The Macabre Film Fair Festival is another event that we do that celebrates local film producers, local films, independent filmmakers, and it's not something that's been out there. So as we've grown, we definitely see more of it, and it's not necessarily a competition. It's like a celebration of getting this art form out there. There are some amazingly talented filmmakers that have gone unnoticed because they are on Long Island. So it's a great venue for that, and you know, to talk with the filmmakers, to just hear their inspiration one-to-one. It's an amazing experience, and that's why I'm there.
I just want to go and ask you a question. Now, you said you do any job that needed to be done to get this event going.
Family show.
Calm down. Please. So my question is, like, what is the weirdest thing that you had to get done? Family show. See, I can do this right back. You totally can.
I haven't. Well, I'm very weird, so I don't think I would find normal. Like, I don't think I would find many things weird. I'm trying to think of something odd that I've had to do, and I honestly, everything just
Well, does it
normal.
All just seem like a normal day at the
it
office?
It pretty much does. I am a strange
okay.
individual. So.
So then what is the normal day at the office to get these things done?
Well, we usually have to like set up the night, like for the film festival, we set up the night before, which usually ends up going till about midnight. We're hanging posters. We're making sure that the voting area is all set. We're making sure that everything's ready for the red carpet, because we do an amazing red carpet event, which is Charlie and Mark.
Yeah.
That's where you are. Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd expand on the red carpet experience.
Well, I was an interviewer on the red carpet, and my God, how organized the red carpet was. It's like so amazing, the organization there. And it's a pleasure to just be interviewing on the red carpet. Everybody knows everything about everybody by the time they get to you. By the time the celebrities get to you, you know everything about them, which is great.
That is a source of pride for us all, but Elsie runs a very tight ship, and her assistant Donna O'Rourke and so many of the others at work, we all believe in full knowledge from start to finish. So when we do some, I can't really think, I'm so boring, I don't have any experience.
It's not like you were like the late beloved prince's assistant and you had to try and go get a camel in Minnesota at midnight.
No, I've never had to, not midnight, maybe like 7 p.m., which was much easier.
That's a lot easier. Yeah,
totally. There's definitely still, you know, camel farms open at that time. I don't even know where I'm going with this one.
I don't know where you're going with this either. I'm just saying, like, there was no weird request by...
There are no real... I've made cakes. Oh, my gosh, that's right. I've made cakes for Eileen Dietz.
Okay.
I made her demon face cake. So I suppose that's strange. To me, it's not really
weird. Do you enjoy baking?
I do, actually.
Okay, so that's good.
I've never baked for Mark. He's asked me several times.
Have you really?
I've never done it.
What did you... Two people on this side, two people on that side.
Well, because she's our guest, and she was so engraged to the microphone. She was owning the microphone. But, yes, she does. Oh, yeah, there we go. So, yes, she does.
See, he succeeded in getting the microphone.
I have asked for muffins. Is it muffins?
I don't really do muffins, though.
Maybe that's why I haven't gotten any muffins.
I mean, I do muffins if I feel like having a muffin, but it's not like...
What about cupcakes?
I do cupcakes.
I haven't had a cupcake either. I'm waiting.
Well, have you asked for cupcakes?
Have I asked for a cupcake?
No, you've never asked for a cupcake.
I've asked. All right. So can I have a cupcake? Dominic says.
Clearly, the problem here is that you're not asking for the right baked goods, Mark.
That could possibly be it.
That's seriously
it's,
it.
It's not inspiring me. But yeah. So he hasn't asked for cupcakes. Only muffins. I do muffins as like a personal thing, but not really. You know, not like a. Like, I'm going to bake some muffins today. I'm not the muffin man.
Well, you're a woman, so that'd be weird.
That would be.
That doesn't make any sense.
To be the muffin man?
You'd be the muffin lady.
I could be the muffin lady.
Which sounds like a great way to have a food truck.
The muffin lady.
The muffin lady.
It's doable.
I would buy muffins from a truck.
Name the muffin lady?
Name the muffin lady.
Okay.
So anyway, what's the next coming thing?
Yeah. So, our new event that's going to be coming up.
See that segue, Charlie?
That was amazing.
Mrs. Segue.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah.
So, I don't know about you folks. I'm having a great time.
Our next event through Twitch Productions is the Bizarre Haunted Holiday Flea Market. See, I threw another one in there for you. Again, like the Bizarre Haunted Flea Market, but holiday-themed. We are going to be, again, at the old Bethpage Village Restoration. It's a two-day shopping experience. You can choose to do the two-hour, and actually, you can choose to do the entire day, which is really awesome, because it doesn't limit you. Or you could do the two-hour shopping experience, which is great too, but I feel like a lot of people, when they did the Bizarre Haunted Flea Market, purchased a two-hour and then ended up coming back to the front desk and saying, we want the whole day. So
so you're just saying just spring for the whole day.
Just spring for the whole day.
What is the major price difference?
Negligible.
Negligible is the correct answer.
It's negligible. Negligible. When you think about 2 hours versus your entire day, you can shop at your leisure. There's so many things going on, you can't possibly see it in 2 hours.
What typically can you buy at this?
You name it. Weird.
Can I finally get that sporn for my kilt?
Oh, definitely, actually. I think there were.
There you go. So how much?
Do we have the best audience in the world?
We do
have the best audience in the world. It's how much was it, an audience member?
I think it's $5
for 2 hours.
$10.
Or $10.
Oh, exactly.
Treat yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Spring the $10 per person.
Per person.
Per person.
So
you're supposed to say per person. No, all right.
I don't think he was listening, Mark.
Charlie was not listening.
I never listened to Mark.
Well, you know,
wow.
That's why you're a saner man than me.
Yes.
So I think, but the fact that it's a 2 hour chunk,
mm-hmm.
it does create the ability to not be overcrowded, because sometimes you go to conventions or places and it's just too much stuff, you can't even buy anything.
That's exactly it. When you have these 2 hour phase shoppings, you know, you're given a wristband and we know that that's your time, your allotted time. And it does allow for the traffic to move very easily in and out. And it does, you know, it does allow people to have the experience of being able to get up to the vendor tables, which, as we all know, at conventions can be difficult. So, you know, both experiences are great. If you know specifically what you want, then sure, go for the 2 hour. But overall,
I want a sporn for my kilt.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure we had a vendor that.
I dropped my $5 to go get this thing, and it's not there.
I'll make you one. You're gonna find me.
She'll make one.
You're gonna bake me a sporn.
I'll bake you.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't, Mark.
Not at all.
No, it wouldn't.
Is, but if she's gonna bake it, that's awesome.
I mean, I'd eat it, but then,
yeah, but
then I wouldn't have the sporn anymore.
so when is
this? Is why you hired me for this job, Mark?
What date is it?
What date? It's December 9th and 10th.
December 9th and 10th.
Saturday, December 9th, and Sunday, December 10th. 2017. Saturday's hours are 11 to 7, and Sunday's hours are 11 to 5. So it's a good chunk of time.
Yeah, and I also know that sometimes you have guests.
We
like
do.
Like panels and stuff.
We absolutely do. Sort of piggybacking on the Pominock Academy that we had.
I can never pronounce that.
Pominock?
I just call it the Harry Potter
are
thing.
Are you impressed with me?
Pominock?
I just went up. Pominock.
Yeah.
Pominock.
Which also was an amazing experience. We were trying to, at this point, sort of develop, again, having a secondary event built off of the Pominock Academy. But we have Jim Taveray coming in, who was in the Prisoner of Azkaban, Harry Potter's Prisoner of Azkaban. He's a really entertaining guest. He's going to be performing and also doing a panel with Marty Grabstein, the voice of Courage the Cowardly Dog, and Carl Paolino, the creator of Celebrity Deathmatch. So these
love
are some
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, I kind of it's my guilty pleasure.
I miss Celebrity Deathmatch.
They have it
So pay your $5 and go tell them to bring it back.
The best thing was when they had Stone Cold Steve Austin invent a time machine, and then they brought Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin to the future to fight, or they went back in time to see Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin fight Jerry Lewis. I'm not making that up. That's an actual
episode.
That's
an actual thing. Well, that
that's
was
an actual
the
episode.
Beauty of Celebrity Deathmatch. It's a randomness.
And in the corner, like Dean's losing the fight, and Frank's like, "Fight like I taught you, kid." like Mickey from Rocky, and then he kills Jerry Lewis.
The deaths
Spoiler.
Were probably my favorite. Like
oh, that,
definitely
that was
ripping
so,
the spines out.
Oh,
over
so, much so good.
Family.
My
show.
God, I've been so out of the loop. I'm listening to this. It's like. When the hell did this happen?
This was like 100 years ago, Charlie.
Yeah.
It was
you were
a
junior correspondent at the time.
So good.
Yeah.
You were a junior correspondent at the time when this came out.
Yes, I am the senior correspondent.
So we have about 8 minutes left, if my time is correct.
Ah, okay.
So we want to do the raffle, right? Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. See? Yeah.
Charlie, if you would, there's the little thing behind you. If you wouldn't mind grabbing
Charlie
that,
looks
pulling
so
out.
Don't make Charlie
right
move.
Out.
What
oh wait,
what am I doing? No,
never
I'm
mind.
Not
Charlie, Charlie's not even. Charlie's not even.
I'm
so
not
we have,
doing rap.
Charlie gives that up.
So yes, let's see. Pause the
right.
There, Charlie. Charlie, pause.
Were we supposed to have an intern do this with us?
Well, Kara, the intern, is not
all
here.
Right. And now we'll have our guest pick
let's
it
revoke
out,
her internship.
So she gets in trouble.
Oh great. Okay.
So what are we giving away?
Okay, so we are giving away a package of 4 2-hour passes. our Sunday Bizarre Haunted Holiday Flea Market.
For those who can't do math, that's a $20 value.
That's the 10th, right?
That is the 10th.
All right,
You will have the Sunday experience. And what's great is our vendors really are supplied. So, you know, sometimes you feel like Sunday's worse off than Saturday, not so much with our vendors. They really bring it when they come to us. And it's such a cool venue as well.
They come to make money.
They come to make money, but they come with variety.
I'm liking this.
Right? It's really cool. And the fact that it's in the barn, it makes it even better.
Just so you know, you had me at Sporn.
I'm really... Okay, vendors, if you're listening, please.
Now, make sure I have one. Yes, make sure.
Now, just one.
When you say barn,
yes,
you have to picture this barn. It's
Is it a little tiny barn, huge, like a one-horse barn?
It's not a one-horse. I mean, we could probably fit, like, the entire Budweiser, Clydesdale fleet and then some.
When they said it was in the barn, I was like, I didn't bring my pitchfork today.
Yeah.
You know, for the hay.
It's not that kind of barn.
Then you get there, and
just
it's
one
huge.
More time. Where is this barn?
This barn is actually... Okay, so any of you who are familiar with the old Bethpage Restoration...
Not me.
When you're not?
No, Mark doesn't leave his house if he can help it.
Okay. So... I guess I'm just going to have to give you the whole visual of it.
Yeah.
When you go to the old Bethpage Village Restoration, there's the main office where you go into the parking lot and it's straight ahead. It's very sort of 70s architecture. If you look to your right, there's a pathway that goes down. You follow that and there's this amazingly beautiful, sort of like a tan-colored, mustard-colored barn that looms over the rest of the restoration. And for anyone who's ever been there, the restoration is a collection of houses that have been collected from all over Long Island to preserve their historic value. And the restoration's done an amazing job of that as well. So you come upon this beautiful barn and there's a field area. So we're gonna have indoor vendors, outdoor vendors. But that's it. I mean, it's just a huge, beautiful space.
It is.
And just, for the theme, the Bizarre Haunted, it works. It's not only a flea market. It's a total experience. So
yeah, you know what? I didn't even think of it as a flea market. I thought of it as a full-blown convention. But you have, like, flea market-type things going on. But it was with all the guests there.
You do, yeah. There's a very, you know what it is with the Twitch Fish production events? There's this family feel that you get. You walk in, and it's people you know, even the people you don't know. There's a warmth that is brought that really, I think that's what keeps people coming back.
The first thing I noticed, and from going to a lot of conventions, and you're talking about the family, the first thing I walked in, there was a Girl Scout cookie table. I love that. I said, all right, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd eat me my Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
Those Thin Mints, man.
Those are addictive.
Those Thin Mints, man. It's like bad.
Well, I have mentioned this before. We've talked to Elsie McCobb, and she does treat us like family, and that is the most amazing thing. She's the sweetest person ever, and we appreciate and love her because, you know, we just met her. You know, I just ran into her. Matter of fact, Charlie, you met her. I talked to her on the phone first, and then she met you, and you said that she treated you like she knew you forever, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely her way. And again, I think that's how she ropes us all in.
Is that it?
Yeah.
The charm in the family?
It's like, wow, oh, I belong here.
I don't know. According to you, she was trying to get rid of you.
No, it wasn't her. It was other people. I'm just saying.
Okay. There was other
just
people.
All right, so we're going
to
read.
Yeah, actually, again, I'm going to say this again. Go to our Facebook page, look in our albums on the Bizarre Haunted Flea Market, and you'll see how big that barn is.
Yes.
And how great everybody was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So reel off the ticket if we have a winner.
Okay, we do.
I hope we
have ticket number 518192.
Do we have a winner?
All right, like act
winner.
Excited.
Yay!
Hey!
There you go.
Congratulations.
You walked the
So there we go. So now we have a winner.
We do.
And we're almost out of time. So we're going to do we're going to do two, right?
We can.
Two. There we go. So second one. Charlie.
Hold on
the honors.
One second.
Charlie is opening the thing. Because we're on radio.
Yeah.
Not
go.
There we go.
Oops.
Okay. Oh,
break
wait,
everything,
wait.
Why don't you, Charlie?
Oh, what do I do?
Oh, wait.
I'm gonna take the one that my finger is on. Okay. All right. Ticket number 518194.
19? There we go.
Yeah, back excited. There you go.
Yay!
That's right, buddy.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Put that over there. So we're almost out of time. So we're going to do final thoughts. So, Charlie, could you give me that look? Yes, Charlie, you give me that look.
I love this lady. I love Twitch. I love Elsie, Adam. I love any convention they're involved with. We go there, and it's always beautiful. The people who are working there, are the nicest people in the world.
Thank you.
Other than MCON, they're my favorite conventions.
When he does a shout out to MCON, you guys got to be a little bit louder.
Definitely.
Try that one more time.
That's
MCON. There you go.
You really got a trick. Hey. We need the sound.
I'm telling you, we need an applause, and we need like some sardines to throw to the people. Be like, come on, guys, come on. There you go.
So Dominic, your final thought?
When I show up on December 10th, there better be someone selling sporins for my kilt.
Okay, I'm
on. Or all utility kilt accessories. So I'm going to give you a weird job. It's your job to find that vendor to be there now.
Okay.
See, you couldn't answer the question. I'm making it happen.
Okay, I like that.
Thank you.
Taking charge.
That's what I do.
There you go.
Saida.
Sporins, yes.
Your final thought?
Final thoughts. Thank you so much for having me here. This was definitely very cool.
That's right, yeah. Come on, guys. There you go.
That's a studio audience right there.
Now I'm on, besides Sporins, now I'm on the quest for another weird job to talk about now.
Second final thought, applause. We definitely need the applause button. All right. Yeah.
So my final thought is this. First of all, I want to thank you for coming down for our very first live in studio audience show. Really appreciate it. We've known you for 2, 3, 5. How long has it been? It's been a long time.
I believe it might be the 2 years that I started working.
Probably. You probably was one of the first faces we saw when we walked in.
Well, that's pretty lucky because that might have been the first event that I did.
The longest 2 years of her life.
So, everybody, what's the website?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, for information, you can go to twitchproduction@gmail.com. So that's twitchproduction@gmail.com.
There we go. And I really, I like Elsie's stuff. I love the Haunted Film Festival.
Macabre Film Festival.
The Harry Potter thing that I get the names wrong, but I do enjoy them.
Harry Potter thing.
The Harry Potter thing, the film
things,
festival,
the thing
in the barn,
the flea market thing.
Stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. I really appreciate
the thing in the barn.
Yes, the thing
with the stuff and the
that
guy in the barn.
Like a movie. The thing in the barn.
But Elsie, if you're listening to us, we really appreciate it. We hope to much continued success because we love all the events. And my final thought is make sure you go. Check it out.
Definitely.
And go.
Come see us.
So that about does it for this week on the Came From the Radio. Join us right here and every week on this radio station. If you miss any part of this show, go to our website, www.itcamefromtheradio.com. Listen to the archives, which will be up in a week or so. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. We have a YouTube page. Also, check us out on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play Music. Check us out on Beyond the Dawn Studios and Talk Radio, Talking Alternative.
Ultimately, just Google It Came From the Radio.
And you can hear us. So we'll see you next week.
Thank you
for listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views of the show's hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect that of the management, owners, or staff of the station. We now return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.